CD 7.
Corporal Nobbs, said Sergeant Colon, who'd been even closer to the flame than Carrot. Yes, Sarge? You heard Corporal Carrot. No heathen weapons. Anyway, how come you know so much about all this stuff? Military service.
Really, Nobby? Said Carrot.
Had a special job, sir. Very responsible.
And what was that?
Quartermaster, sir, said Nobby, saluting smartly.
You were a quartermaster, said Carrot. In whose army?
Duke of Pseudopolis, sir.
But Pseudopolis always lost its wars.
Ah, well.
Who did you sell weapons to?
That's a slander, that is. They just used to spend a lot of time away for polishing and sharpening.
Nobby, this is Carrot talking to you. How much time, approximately?
Approximately? Oh, about 100%, if we're talking approximately, sir.
Nobby?
Sir?
You don't have to call me sir.
Yes, sir.
In the end, Cuddy remained faithful to his axe, but added a couple more as an afterthought. Sergeant Colon chose a pike because the thing about a pike, the important thing, was that everything happened at the other end of it, i.e. a long way off. Lance Constable Angua selected, without much enthusiasm, a short sword, and Corporal Nobbs was a kind of mechanical porcupine of blades, bows, points, and knobbly things on the end of chains.
You sure, Nobby? Said Carrot. There's nothing you want to leave?
It's so hard to choose, sir.
Detritus was hanging on to his huge bow.
That all you're taking, Detritus?
No, sir. Taking flint and moraine, sir.
The two trolls who'd been working in the armory had formed up behind Detritus.
Swore 'em in, sir, said Detritus. Used troll oath.
Flint saluted amateurishly.
He said he'd kick our goo-halug heads in if we didn't join up and do what we're told, sir, he said.
Very old troll oath, said Detritus. Very famous, very traditional.
One of them could carry the Clachian fire engine,
Nobby began hopefully.
No, Nobby. Well, welcome to the watch, men.
Corporal Carrot?
Yes, Cuddy?
It's not fair. They're trolls.
We need every man we can get, Cuddy.
Carrot stood back. Now, we don't want people to think we're looking for trouble, he said.
Oh, dressed like this, sir, we won't have to look for trouble, said Sergeant Colon despondently.
Question, sir, said Angua.
Yes, Lance Constable Angua? Who's the enemy?
Looking like this, we won't have any problem finding enemies, said Sergeant Colon.
We're not looking for enemies, we're looking for information, said Carrot. The best weapon we can use right now is the truth. And to start with, we're going to the Fool's Guild to find out why Brother Beano stole the gun.
Did he steal the gun?
I think he may have, yes.
But he died before the gun was stolen, said Colon.
Yes, said Carrot, I know that.
Now that, said Colon, is what I calls an alibi.
The squad formed up, and after a brief discussion among the trolls as to which was their left foot and which was their right, marched away. Nobby kept looking back longingly to the fire machine. Sometimes it's better to light a flamethrower than curse the darkness. 10 minutes later, they'd pushed through the crowds and were outside the guilds.
See? Carrot said.
They back on to each other, said Nobby. So what? There's still a wall between them.
I'm not so sure, said Carrot. We'll jolly well find out.
Have we got time? Said Angua. I thought we were going to see the day watch.
There's something I must find out first, said Carrot. The fools haven't told me the truth.
Hang on a minute, said Sergeant Colon. This is going altogether just a bit too far by half. Look, I don't want us to kill anyone, right? I happen to be sergeant around here, if anyone's interested. Understand, Carrot? Nobby? No shooting or swordplay. It's bad enough barging into guild property, but we'll get into really serious trouble if we shoot anyone. Lord Vetinari won't stop at sarcasm. He might use...
Colon swallowed.
Irony. So that's an order. What do you want to do, anyway?
I just want people to tell me things, said Carrot.
Well, if they don't, you're not to hurt them, said Colon. Look, you can ask questions fair enough, but if Dr. Whiteface starts getting difficult, we're to come away, right? Clowns give me the creeps, and he's the worst of all. If he won't answer, we're to leave peacefully, and, oh, I don't know, think of something else. That's an order, like I said.